On my second day at the village, it happened to be raining, a warm, mizzling rain without wind, and the nightingales were as vocal as in fine, bright weather. I heard one in a narrow lane and went towards it, treading softly in order not to scare it away, until I got within 8 or 10 yards of it, as it sat on a dead projecting twig. This was a twig of a low thorn tree growing up from the hedge, projecting through the foliage, and the bird, perched near its end, sat only about 5 feet above the bare ground of the lane. Now, I owe my best thanks to this individual nightingale for sharply calling to my mind a common pestilent delusion which I have always hated, but had never yet raised my voice against, namely, that all wild creatures exist in constant fear of an attack from the numberless subtle or powerful enemies that are always waiting and watching for an opportunity to spring upon and destroy them. The truth is that although their enemies be legion, and that every day, and even several times on each day, they may be threatened with destruction, they are absolutely free from apprehension, except when in the immediate presence of danger. Suspicious they may be at times, and the suspicion may cause them to remove themselves to a greater distance from the object that excites it, but the emotion is so slight, the action so almost automatic, that the singing bird will fly to another bush a dozen yards away, and at once resume his interrupted song. Again, a bird will see the deadliest enemy of its kind, and unless it be so close as to actually threaten his life, he will regard it with the greatest indifference, or will only be moved to anger at its presence. Here was this nightingale singing in the rain, seeing but not heeding me, while beneath the hedge, almost directly under the twig it sat on, a black cat was watching it with luminous yellow eyes. I did not see the cat at first, but have no doubt that the nightingale had seen and knew that it was there. High up on the tops of the thorn, a couple of sparrows were silently perched. Perhaps, like myself, they had come there to listen. After I had been...